And in designing a mind power program, what you do, and this is how we achieve success in this model, in this program, it's all about harnessing the powers of the mind, the powers of thought, and having the conscious and subconscious minds working together. So what you need to do is you need to design a mind power program. Now, what I've done so far is I have assisted you by giving you exercises to do each week. But I want you to understand how you can design a mind power program. The first thing is, how much time are you going to give to it? Now, I said that I ask and expect everybody that takes this six-week program to put in between 15 and 20 minutes a day. Now, if you're prepared to do that, and you do it every day, then you're going to be able to manifest and create using this system. But what are you going to do in that 15 or 20 minutes? What exercises are you going to choose? Now, we've covered a lot of techniques in this six-week program, and we'll be doing more techniques in the masterclass as well. But let's just look at what techniques that we have to work with at this stage. First of all, self-observation, observing and getting to know how our mind works, what our mind is thinking, what are its habits, what are its routines. Self-observation is extraordinarily powerful because it helps us to understand how our mind is working. Then we have the weeding of negatives. Then we have contemplation, contemplation of the six laws. Then we have visualization. Then we have seeding. Then we have acknowledging. Then we have affirmations. And then we have harnessing the powers of the subconscious. We have creating a new self-image. We have imprinting beliefs. I mean, if you were to spend 5 minutes on each one of these techniques, it would take you over an hour. So obviously, you don't want to spend an hour each day. And that brings me to an important point. There's a misconception that the more mind power you do, the greater the results will be. So you might say to yourself, wow, I'm getting such amazing results on doing 20 minutes a day. What about if I do an hour a day? Well, it's not how much you do. It's the repetition of it. So doing an hour every day doesn't mean it's three times better than doing 20 minutes every day. It is the daily application of it. That is how you're reaching the subconscious, is doing it daily. And it's infinitely better to do even 5 minutes every day than to do an hour twice a week. It is the power of repetition. So what you do is you have your goals and you set up a mind power program. Okay, what am I going to do with the 20 minutes? And how I like to do is I like to set up a program for 1 week. So you have your goal and then maybe you say, okay, I want to do my seeding and visualization. I want to do my affirmations, and I want to do a new belief, and that's what I'm going to work on. And so you do it every day, charting yourself. Again, very, very important to have your mind power journal and to chart yourself. And then at the end of that week, you review. How did it go? Did you do it every day? Do I want to stick with these exercises? Maybe you want to take on a new exercise. Some of them will stay the same. Some of them will change. Maybe you realize that actually I need more self-confidence, or maybe I need to be more industrious, that I procrastinate too much. And what you're doing is you're monitoring yourself week by week. Contemplation, that's a fabulous one. And what you'll notice is that as you chart yourself and journal every week, you're going to notice that If you're like most people, you become fixated on maybe two or three of your favorite techniques. And these are the ones that you're doing over and over again. Again, this is where the Mind Power Journal is so valuable, because by looking at your journal, you can see exactly what exercises you're choosing and which ones you're avoiding. Now, you can get very successful results with Mind Power just by working with two or three of these techniques. But why limit yourself? What I find is a very valuable practice is that after I've done it for 6 weeks, then I like to look and say, which ones am I not doing? What technique or two or three have I completely avoided? And in the next week, I include that. And so what you're doing is you're building up a program of doing the exercises every day. And remember to acknowledge yourself with every single success. Mind Power is a system that fits you. You tailor it to exactly the way that you want it. It's not rigid. And you can become like an artist with it, playing with it, having fun with it. And you'll become more and more proficient with every technique every time that you use it. It's like the skill of a carpenter or a painter. I mean, a carpenter doesn't become a master carpenter the first time he picks up his tools. And it's the same thing with an artist. I mean, you don't become proficient at your art simply the very first, second, or third time you try it, not even the second or third week that you try it. What you do is you build up your skills through practice. You learn the art of composition. You learn how to mix color. You discover your own style. And it's exactly that with creating a Mind Power program. Is have fun with it. Make it yours. The most important thing is that you do it each and every day, because you want to reach that 90-day club, that all-important 90-day club. And an important thing to remember, too, is don't be looking over your shoulder constantly, asking yourself, is it happening yet? Is it happening yet? Is it happening yet? Now, obviously, you want to know or understand and see results and that they are happening to you. But you don't look constantly. That's sort of like planting a seed and then digging it up daily to see how it's growing. Well, if you do that, it's not going to happen. And it's the same thing with Mind Power. Is what you want to do is look at it monthly. Ask yourself monthly, is this system working for me? Well, first of all, you'd go to your journal. Have I been doing my exercises each and every day? If you have, then absolutely it's going to be happening. But don't be looking over your shoulder constantly.